And finally, events surrounding the abduction and subsequent release of Italian father Giancarlo Bossi in the Philippines once again highlighted the often precarious situation of thousands of men and women, lay and religious, who work among the world's poor and are marginalized. But all too often, the silent sacrifice of these missionaries only comes to light in tragic circumstances. Father Giulio Mariani, friend and confrere of Father Bossi, is the Secretary General of the Pontifical Institute for Foreign Missions and is himself preparing to return to the Philippines. He says that intimidation, abductions and even killings will not undermine their work and mission there.
We are in the Philippines to help the Catholic Church, the Christian Church, to grow. And we take care of parishes which are abandoned. And at the same time, our main reason to be there is to conduct a dialogue of life with the Muslims and with the tribal. And naturally, after this kidnapping, as also after the kidnapping of Father Luciano Benedetti, and also after the killing of Father Favalli and Father Salvatore Calcedo, we are not rediscussing our presence there. We'll continue in the line of what we have done so far. Naturally, we will also remember what the gospel tells us, to be simple as doves and to be prudent as serpents. So again, we'll try to work out some ways to protect ourselves and to try to avoid anything like this, like kidnappings and other things.